Anu Anand is at the BJP's headquarters in Delhi. Anu, give us a sense of the mood there.
Well, you can probably hear just how jubilant it is. There are firecrackers going off. There's several brass bands. There's fire. There's a sea of saffron flags. Supporters here wearing Modi for Prime Minister hats and scarves. The mood is utterly jubilant. As I walked in to the headquarters, they've even hired two elephants with lotus symbols painted on them. They really haven't spared any cost or any symbolism here to project just how well they've won this election and how happy they are at the result.
How big a surprise is the scale of the win?
Well, I think it is a surprise because there have been questions about how much support Mr. Modi had, given that he ran something of a presidential-style campaign. I mean, he has not been tested on a national level until now. Going around Delhi today, I was pretty surprised that very, very different sorts of voters expressed very strong support for him. So from young women, older women, men, even members of the minority community, say Sikhs in the old city of Delhi, people feel that the biggest issue here is the lack of jobs and the lack of growth. And for that, I think that Mr. Modi has convinced them that he is the best option to get India's economy moving.
He's a fervent Hindu nationalist. Are Muslims worried?
Well, I did go by the Jama Masjid in Delhi, the biggest mosque in Delhi, and I believe in all of India. And yes, there are reservations. I mean, a lot of the worshippers who were coming out of Friday's prayers that I spoke to said, well, look, it's done, and hopefully if he's going to improve the country, he'll take everyone with him. But there were reservations. I mean, I spoke to one young man who said, you know, Muslims have always been discriminated against. It's very hard for young Muslim men and women to find jobs easily, even when they're educated. So there are reservations about the Modi's past in Gujarat, the fact that there were communal riots in 2002, and, you know, the fact that there is a feeling that the BJP certainly has a prejudice against Muslims in terms of their ideology. So yes, it was more subdued there, but I think people are also just ready for change. No matter who is going to bring that change.
Okay, Anu. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. Thanks.